there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey! What's going on, buddy?
Welcome to Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. The two bozos you hear on Fox Sports Sunday.
There you go.
The two bozos you're getting for the next 3 hours. Let's get interactive. Let's get involved. Yeah, Covino and Rich. 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up on social media at Covino and Rich. I'm Steve Covino.
Rich Davis. Ramos in the house. We got Jason Monsi on the updates. It's going to be a fun one, so let's do this. I know a lot of people back to work today after a little day off yesterday, Juneteenth. A lot of people had off yesterday.
Hope you enjoyed your Juneteenth extended weekend, your Father's Day weekend. Shout out to the father.
Did the Avalanche think they had a Juneteenth off last night?
Possibly.
For the non-hockey fan, some of these scores are huge.
A lot of back and forth, but let's be honest. The extent of my hockey knowledge is, and get ready for it, Jason. It's the greatest impression you might get all day.
Blades of Steel.
So
with the pass, with the pass, with the pass, with the pass.
The extent of my hockey knowledge, Rich, I have to be honest.
Nintendo ice hockey, when you had to choose to be the fast, skinny guy or the fat, slow guy.
No, it was two medium guys, one skinny guy because he got knocked over all the time, and the one fat guy.
The enforcer.
Yeah, the really politically correct Nintendo game. Classically trained on old school Nintendo.
That's right.
I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Hope you're enjoying your Stanley Cup Finals. Named after Stanley Roper. A lot of people don't know that, but you're going to get nothing but facts.
Stanley!
And fun times here with Covino and Rich. But the biggest story, Rich.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Are you more Roper or Furley?
Oh, are you serious? I mean, I know I just shouted out Stanley Roper, but Furley all day.
Based on the expressions?
Nobody better than Don Knotts. Nobody better than Don Knotts, Mr. Furley. So get ready for our dumb references, and thank you guys for putting up with us. 877-99 on Fox. Like I said, let's get involved. Let's have some fun. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday for a lot of people.
Now,
but as my mom would say, and I don't even know what this means, Rich, back to the old grindstone.
Is your mom from the 1800s?
I think she is, yeah.
All right, let's start with a bro, since you're very bro-y. Gronk has decided to retire for the second time. I heard Monsi saying in the update. I heard Cowherd and everyone talking about it.
This is bologna. Bologna sandwiches is what I call this.
When was the last time you had bologna? The 90s? Who's choosing bologna as an adult?
Yeah, it's been a minute. Unless I get a cold cut combo at Subway. Because that has bologna in it, but I haven't had a bologna sandwich.
Imagine
in years.
Going to the deli counter at Ralph's out here. Yeah, can I get a half a pound of bologna?
Yeah, no.
No thanks.
But Gronk, I feel, is serving some right now. I really, really do.
Well, you know why? He is in a position to call his own shots, which
you know
is so rare.
No, it's so Roger Clemens.
Yes.
That's what I think of.
All right. Rocket, if you remember, back in the day, Roger Clemens, when he played for the Astros, had some type of ridiculous deal where it's like, hey, Rocket, you don't feel like going on the road with the team? That's cool. We just want you so badly that you could pitch home games when you feel like it. And I feel like Gronk, while he is, quote, retiring now, even guys like Adam Schefter and people really close inside the NFL are saying, it could very well be a midseason. Bucks are looking good. Tom Brady picks up the phone. Yo, Gronky, more tutties? Come on, one more run at some tutties. And he's like, oh, Tommy.
Tutties?
Babe, yeah.
Tutties.
And, you know, you look at it. I was saying this to Jason, super producer. I was saying, Jason, midseason, he could just out of nowhere, week 10, he could say, yeah, I'm coming back. And he
can
do that.
Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And there's already speculation. He just announced his retirement. Already speculation that there's a good chance that Tom Brady could pull him out. I mean, Tom Brady has huge, let's think about it, has huge influence on Rob. What will it take? They have to be in the playoffs. They have to have a good team. Tom gets on the phone. We need you, bud. Yo, it's time. It's time. We need you.
Roger that.
Yeah, for real.
Now, let's keep in mind, their personalities are very different. Gronk is Mr. Fun-loving, prankster, tutties. Like, honestly, frat boy dominating the NFL tight end position. And, you know, Tom Brady, methodical, winner, very, very intense in the moment. So you got to think to yourself, maybe not a full season for Gronk, but when Tommy needs him, I feel like Gronk answers that phone call. I really do, because he said he stayed in shape in the offseason in case he wanted to. And you saw him get back in football shape when it mattered once before. So why not again?
It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers the call. Drew Rosenhaus told Schefter. This is just my opinion, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season. Hey, for all we know, he's just buying some time because he can.
You know, there's no rule book on this.
Right.
Meaning, like, just because what's happened in the past, it's not necessarily the permanent template. Some of these guys could say, yeah, every other year, I have fresh legs. I'm still in my 30s. I could play. There's no reason why he can't make his own rules.
Let's think about it. He retired in 2018. Came back with no problem whatsoever. Tom Brady said, hey, let's do this. He came back, right? So retirement isn't what it used to be. He can come back, like you said, no blueprint. He's only 32. He's got 4 Super Bowls, 3 with the Pats. If they're going for one more, and Tom Brady's like, I need you to be part of this one, and they're in that trajectory and in that conversation, I think he definitely comes back. So is it good to be in the press? People are talking about him. People love that.
Yeah.
Like he's the number one story right now. He knows that, and he knows that he can come back whenever he wants. So I'm not taking it that serious. I'm really not.
I think it's, gave us something to start the show with today, but that's about it.
So we open it up to you, 877-99 on Fox, BS or not.
Is Gronky done? And I said Gronky.
Tommy and Gronky. Is this the end of the road for Tommy and Gronky?
Well, just ask, go around the room. Monty, Ramos, Jason, is Gronk? Have we seen Gronk play his last NFL game?
No.
No. I'm torn. My brain and my heart want to say different things. No.
Wait, hold on. What's your brain saying? What's your heart saying?
My heart is saying no because I don't want him to, but my brain is saying that I think so. His statement that he put, like what he said, it seems as though he actually wrote something really sweet. He said that when he was little, he was always asked what he wanted to do professionally and that he would always write professional football player and that he would write for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I feel like, you know, he checked it off the bucket list.
You know what this reminds me of, guys?
What's that?
And Covino, you're a boxing guy, right?
I am.
He reminds me of a boxer. Who was the last boxer who said he's retired and stayed retired? I remember Hagler was the one guy, right?
Yeah, he dipped out. Yeah, that was it.
But
yeah.
You're right, Jason. Every big boxer has retired multiple times.
And
it's
then
like
unretired.
It's like in the WWE when they have retirement matches. I know it's wrestling, but there's always like they're not really.
Here's
retired.
Another factor though. What usually gets the boxer out of retirement? Well, they're bored, they're hungry, someone's there challenging them, right?
Money.
But money. That's the thing. And I'm not saying Gronkowski needs the money, but as Ted DiBiase would say, Rich, as Ted you do the best.
Everybody's got a price. however, you know, that's where you might be contradicting yourself. I'll tell you
how.
Why.
I think that if the price is right, Bob Barker style, and don't give me the Drew Carey stuff.
That ages you.
No. Bob Barker style. Then, yeah. Sometimes people give you an offer in life that you can't refuse.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they're going to roll out the Brinks truck, as they say, for Gronk. I think it's going to be more of a passion thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. If anyone in the room knows, I've always heard the rumor, but I've never looked it up. Is it true that Gronk has never spent his money? Like, he lives off endorsement money. I've heard that rumor so many times.
Same,
where,
yeah, I've heard
yeah
that.
Gronk, he's really, you know, he might look like a dumb frat boy, but Gronk has never spent a dollar of his NFL
off
money.
His Tide Pods money.
Tide Pods.
Right.
Yeah. No.
His endorsement.
I heard that Gronk lives a very humble off his endorsement, which is still probably millions of dollars. But I heard that Gronk is one of those guys. We pointed out on Sunday's show that you were saying how Shaq owns like 200 stores, like Five Guys and laundromats.
The Shaq stats, according to the meme, and if you're new to Covino and Rich, we get all of our jokes and all of our news from memes.
Yeah,
so let's
very
make
credible.
This very clear. Shaq owns like 155 Five Guys, like 150 car washes. The stats are ridiculous. 17 Auntie Anne's. The guy has made some sweet business moves.
Well, this article is a couple years old, but according to Yahoo Finance, which is where I go for all my stock tips, Gronk, this is of a couple years ago, he told Fox Business that he doesn't spend a dime of his NFL income and he strictly lives off of endorsements. I've saved throughout my whole life, which is very nice.
Well, so maybe he can't be bought, but I'm thinking you only get so many years in the league. You know, he's had a nice long career. Get it while you can. You know, what is a little bit of money maybe to him is still a lot of money. But just to be clear on the Shaq stuff, 155 Five Guys, 17 Auntie Anne's pretzels, 150 car washes, 40 24-hour fitness centers, a shopping center, a movie theater, several Las Vegas nightclubs. I think he has a few Papa John's now, right? Isn't he involved in Papa John's or
My
Pizza Hut or
goodness.
One of them? And earns $22 million a year from endorsements.
Well,
so
what is he worth? Is there a net worth? I mean, you hear a lot about Jordan being worth like $10 billion.
Right. Like, is Shaq, you know what?
Isn't that insane?
Shaq's got to be close to a billion,
again,
right?
According to meme that I saw.
Yeah, but I've seen. I know. It's not just in
but
meme
But the
form.
Point in bringing up Shaq is, you know, he doesn't get enough credit for being a smart
right.
business
yeah.
guy, right? Because he's Shaq. And you're like, oh, Shaq, fun-loving Shaq. Same with Gronk. So, you know, you do make a great point, Rich. If he does it, it's probably not for the money.
It's interesting you would say this because there's a few articles about how Shaq is over $500 million, and they said within the next couple of years, expect Shaq to be the next billionaire in sports.
It's amazing. So, yeah. Doesn't get enough credit for that.
I don't think Gronky's there, but you know what he's not? He's not itching for
a scratch,
a prorated midseason entry. I think he would do it because him and Tom Brady are boys. He's still young. He can only play for so long. These guys are young men, and they have to start new lives after football. So if there's an opportunity, let's say it's week 10, and the Bucks are 6-3, 7-2, like playing good, on their way to another playoff scenario. I don't think it's hard to get Gronk to come out of retirement.
You think players resent that, though?
Nah, he earned it.
I agree with you.
Do you get mad when superstars in the radio and TV world take days off when they want? No, because they've earned it.
I do get mad, actually. Yeah. But I'm a, you know, I'm a man boy. So we're going to take your phone calls.
877-877-99
on Fox. You hit us up at Covino and Rich. Gronk, BS or not?
I wonder if there's a prop bet on this. Maybe I'll check Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we got more. Covino and Rich next in for Doug Gottlieb.
I am recording this from my sleep number bed. And it's not that I'm speaking slowly because I'm having trouble speaking. I'm speaking slowly because I am so relaxed. Oh, it changes how you approach everything in life. You feel so much better. Why choose Provident Quality Sleep from Sleep Number? Because picnics, water skiing, baseball games, and summer festivals, even better when you have a great night's sleep. Sleep IQ data shows that sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. My Sleep Number settings, I love 45. My Sleep IQ score is up to 80. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed Plus financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Doug. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What are you trying to say, Ramos, that we're pretenders? If you're listening to the podcast, you might not hear that he's playing the Pretenders, but I love this song, man. Pretending to fill in for Doug Gottlieb, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports
Yo.
Radio. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you. You love growling when you listen to rock music. That always, I don't know why that bothers me. It just bothers me. It's,
why?
I'm sure it bothers people, too.
It bothers me that you listen to The Proclaimers and Bare Naked Ladies.
I don't listen to The Proclaimers, but I do like The Bare Naked Ladies.
That bothers me. Why does it bother you that growl?
I don't know, because it sounds just so lame.
Yeah. You ever hear James Hetfield with an ooh, yeah?
That's just the lifestyle. So you think you're in Metallica?
No, but I love Metallica.
I know. See
what I mean?
I know. I think I'm not going to win this because I feel like Jason's a rock guy.
How do you sing along with some of the greatest oohs and yeahs if you're not putting a little ooh into it?
You know, I was watching when the Black Album came out, they did a documentary on it, right? And they had hired Bob Rock to produce that album.
Yeah.
I think that was his first album that he produced for them. And I saw Bob like encouraging Hetfield to start doing that. That was like the first album where, like, between lyrics, he'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Covino does it on every reentry on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, rock on. Yeah, in for Gottlieb.
Well, you know what happened there, though? You know what happened? It's like you become the joke, right?
Of course.
I imitate my buddy Jose a lot. That's kind of where it started. Jose, the metal ambassador on Sirius XM Mangan, right? He's always like, brother, oh, brother. And that just turns into the thing, and then you become the joke. I started the joke.
And then I become the joke. Of course, I get it.
It happens.
Yeah. You make fun of something enough, and you start liking it.
Yes, yes. That's kind of what happened, and, you know, you like Metallica, things like that. It just becomes part of the lifestyle. You can't sing, like, Disturb, Stupefy without having a little... You can't sing Korn or Metallica without having a little ooh in your voice and delivery. You know what I mean? That's where it comes from. I'm the guy you hear on Sirius XM playing all the rock music. I'm Covino.
Yeah.
That is Rich Davis.
You are a rock guy.
He's what do they call you? The Pop Prince? The Pop Prince.
You know, I don't know. I'm sick of your jokes today. Honestly, I don't want to be the Pop Prince.
Rich Davis.
You know?
The same guy you hear on Sirius XM. We're here on Fox Sports Radio. Shout out to SXM 83.
Yeah.
But, hey, speaking of Metallica, perfect. I love how the show unfurls and writes itself. Because they're part of my conversation.
You say unfurl?
I did.
Good word. Not many things are unfurled.
I call it the Milton Berle unfurled.
Let's hear all about it.
This story unfurls nicely. Because when I think of 1991, right, I think that...
Kirby Puckett.
No, but that's a great memory, for sure.
I think
Dan Gladden's mullet.
It's another great reference.
In the Breeze. No, I think
of Michael Jordan starting it all.
No, well, I'm thinking music, and we're going to turn this to sports too as well. But you know what got all the credit in 91? And it deserves the credit. Don't get it twisted. It changed my life. I love it. But Nirvana Nevermind is like the be-all, end-all of answers of what owned the 90s. It changed music for the next decade. Not denying that. It's the GOAT of that era. 90s rock. Nirvana! And I love Nirvana, right? But, dude, Metallica in 91, the Black Album, for better or worse, because I know hardcore Metallica fans are like, yeah, that's when they got lame. But that's when they hit with Enter Sandman.
Of course.
It opened the doors for the greatest sports entrance of all time, Mariano Rivera, coming out of the dugout. Game over, good night, Enter Sandman, Mo Rivera. But my point is, if we were having a GOAT conversation about music in the 90s, people will always say Nirvana, right? I'm here to say, guess who sold more albums than anybody in rock in the 90s? Metallica. The Black Album. Enter Sandman was, in my opinion, just as popular at the time as Smells Like Teen Spirit. But you grow older, you get wiser, you know what else should be in the conversation? And that's where this goes. You know what else should be in the conversation? You take it back to the early 90s. I'm just a dumb teenage kid, right?
Not going to correct you.
Now I'm a grown man boy.
Now you're an adult dumbass
guy. I've lived some life. I have different perspective now, yeah. Right? So if you said to me back in the 90s, yo, Alanis Morissette is fire. You wouldn't have said that in the 90s, though.
I would have said lit, maybe.
Yeah. So dope.
So dope.
I would have been like, Nirvana! I didn't have time for Jagged Little Pill. In my opinion, again, teenage guy. I'm like, that's my sister's music.
But now.
So, but now, as a grown adult man boy, I could say, yeah, wow, you ought to know. Might be one of the most powerful songs of that era. Cut It Out, Joey Gladstone. What was going on?
In a theater.
What was going on in that theater? Well, what made Aladdin so hot and heavy? The Bullwinkle impression? What was it?
I like where you're going here. Okay. So whether it's sports, music, movies, anything, what deserves a little more credit than we gave it?
Well, here's why I bring this up, okay? It's Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Steph Curry won his fourth ring. Three against LeBron. He's got four now. People have said, and you follow social media trends, you got to have him in the GOAT conversation now. Yeah, done deal. Automatic. Has to be. He changed the game. Go to any playground in the world right now. Little kids throwing up threes like they're Steph.
It's true.
He's in the GOAT conversation. He was kind of left out.
I don't think anyone's saying he's the GOAT, but again, what you just said is a good, you have to end it with in the conversation.
And that's my point.
Because he's also not done.
Exactly. Right?
Who doesn't get enough credit across the world of sports, music, movies, you name it? Who in your mind doesn't get maybe the credit or props they deserve when these conversations are had?
Yeah, it could be cult classics. It could be anything. Like, all right, I'll give you an example because no one's going to say this. So I'll be man enough to say it.
Let's hear it.
When people give you the definition of handsome, they'll always say, yeah, like Brad Pitt. And every guy under the moon is comfortable saying that because he sort of ran with the title. Yo, Brad Pitt's older now. I'm not saying he's not handsome, but is he still the answer? Someone else has to be in the conversation. Who gets left out? I can give you a few. You're going to tell me John Stamos, the Greek god that he is, shouldn't be in the conversation? No, seriously.
You're trying to tell me Ryan Reynolds doesn't feel slighted?
Ryan Reynolds, Zac Efron, give me someone else.
The answer is still Brad Pitt.
How about a young Keanu? They're not in the conversation. It's always Brad Pitt.
I'll give you one. I got one.
So again, it's always LeBron. It's always Jordan. LeBron and Jordan. You know, for the older cats, Kareem. We get it.
Magic.
Curry. Magic. Curry's in the conversation. I'm saying Stamos is in the conversation. Someone else has to be in the conversation.
Well,
who gets left
out?
I'll give
you two.
We're opening up the phones now at 877-99 on Fox. And the one other example I gave is, yeah, Nirvana's the answer, but Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette, is in the conversation. And we forget sometimes.
I'll give you one. I'll give you two.
Go ahead.
And then Jason Ramos, feel free. Chime in. This is a fun one. I'm going to say, because my wife's from San Antonio,
Well, give me all the standard answers first.
Tim Duncan.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying he's the greatest, but Tim Duncan gets very little credit for being part of five championships because they were never back-to-back, him and Popovich, what they were running in San Antonio, and they could have had six if it wasn't for that crazy Miami Heat 20 seconds left.
Yeah, it's very rare that he's brought up the way he should be.
Tim Duncan is a beast. Know who else has never given enough credit?
Good answer. Good answer.
I'll give you someone that's not given enough credit.
I'm going to be a supportive family member on Family Feud.
Oh, good answer.
No, it's like sometimes it's terrible. They just have the support of their like dumb uncle. Good answer.
Good answer. Yeah. So, in the world of comedy, when we were if you grew up in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s, watching comedic movies, everyone loves to go. And I'm guilty. You know what your go-tos are? Jim Carrey. Adam Sandler.
Oh, yes.
Chris Farley. For some reason, Mike Myers never gets brought up when people are talking about Sandler and Jim Carrey. Oh, who's your favorite? Mike Myers gave us...
You know why? Because Jim Carrey's everybody's favorite Canadian.
It's possible.
So people forget about Mike... Dude, Mike Myers has three franchises.
The Austin Powers movies.
Yeah.
Wayne's World. The voiceover stuff for Shrek. Like, Mike Myers is a beast. Even stupid movies like So I Married an Ex-Murderer or, you know, like, there were some random Mike Myers movies.
Again, I hate agreeing with Rich, but Mike Myers is rarely brought up in who owned the 90s.
So my answers are Tim Duncan and Mike Myers.
You know who else doesn't get the credit? I agree with you. Your answer is, I think, the best, Mike Myers, because he's like a powerhouse. He's right up there with Jim Carrey, in my opinion, and the Sandman.
And
when
Will
you
Ferrell.
When you think of the characters he created and the franchises he was a part of. But how about this one? I'm just throwing this in there for conversation, because most people wouldn't bring it up. Oh, yeah? Yeah, Jim Carrey, huh? What about Ben Stiller?
Huh.
When you think of all the comedies he had.
He gave us a lot.
He gave us a lot in that time, right? So, I want you guys to put on your thinking caps.
Music, sports, the world of acting,
when it comes to the GOATs, right? There's more than just The Godfather. So, what are the movies and icons and things left out of this conversation?
Think about it. We'll go to your phone calls after Monsi gives us an update. What's up, Monsi?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going? I just saw you 30 seconds ago in person, but it feels weird that I can't see you from where I'm sitting right now.
I know.
Right? I know.
Monsi, did you post our selfie yet?
I did. Ooh. And I posted one for Twitter and one on Instagram, so you get different ones depending on where you find us.
Hey, Monsi, I want you to know something, though.
Tell me.
I hope you know it shows how much I love and respect you, because I don't do selfies.
Oh, I mean, I did the selfie. I'm the one holding the
phone.
Hold on,
Rich rolled his eyes at me.
That goes along with everything people hate about Steve Covino.
I'm kidding. I'm just allergic to them a little bit.
I don't do selfies.
You know why? Because my head always looks so big.
We got a big head. Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
You don't have a big head.
Yeah,
you think you have a big head?
Big Mexican noggin.
I never thought if it makes you feel better.
Yeah. Monsi, if you look at Covino and Rich, I got like a bird head. He has like an Ernie head.
Grande cabeza.
I'm not gonna lie. I never thought that, but now that you're pointing it out, maybe I do see it now.
No!
But I never noticed that. I never ever noticed that. So stop telling people that, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Mondo head, the guy's got.
All right, guys. So a couple of players have decided to pick up their options for the NBA season, one of them being John Wall. He has picked up his player option, $47.4 million for the 2022-23 season. He obviously didn't play at all last year, so they're thinking that they're going to maybe figure out a trade deal for him, maybe. But unsurprisingly, he did pick up his player option, and so did Kendrick Nunn for the Lakers, $5.25 million player option. He also didn't play at all because he had a right knee bone bruise. They're thinking that he actually can help the Lakers. So we'll see what happens with both of these players, but they both opted into their player option.
Hey, Monsi,
yes.
You ever think about the money we speak of? Like, we just so cavalierly, no pun intended, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Don't get me started.
We so cavalierly say, like, yeah, $5 million for like a bench role player. It's wild to me to think how we become so desensitized to the money in professional sports. And I think they deserve it and earn it because the fans and people pay. But not
to that degree.
Yeah, but we still, like, there'll be like a middle reliever.
Right.
Who has like an $8 million a year contract. And I'm like, yo, this guy throws an inning here or there. And listen, I get it. Being a professional athlete, to get to that level, But still, it's wild, right?
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous, and some movie stars, too. I mean, we can argue both about movie stars.
No doubt, yeah.
Right? But speaking about money, yeah, that's why Brooks Koepka has become the latest star golfer to leave the PGA Tour for the LIV Golf Series. LIV Golf has now signed 8 of the top 50 players in the world. And obviously, the PGA Tour is trying to do something. So reports are saying that they plan to add 8 $20 million tournaments in 2023 as an attempt to combat LIV Golf.
Wow. They got to do something. We talked about this on Sunday Night Show, and I don't mind getting into it a little bit later, but when, let's be honest, when like rich farm people are like, yo, here's hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
Like, why are we,
again, to
like,
do what you do.
To do what you do. Hey, you golf for a living? Well, I'll pay you a lot more to golf here.
Right.
We were speculating on Sunday. What if they were like, home run derby, and they offered like Aaron Judge and Pete Alonso and Bellinger, like, you know, $20 million each to like just come do some exclusive thing. They'd all do it.
Right, right. I get it. No, I'm with you. I know all these people leaving and they're like talking smack. It's like everybody has a price. Yep. Everybody has a price. Whether you want to admit it or not.
It's true.
Everybody has a price. Now, these people obviously don't have to worry about money the way we do. So with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. You just brought up Aaron Judge. Actually, in the first update of All-Star balloting, Aaron Judge, no surprise, leads all major league players with 2.5 million votes. The next player would be Mookie Betts, of course, of the Dodgers, who leads the National League players with over $1.4 million votes. Now, in the NFL, Tony Busby, the attorney representing the 24 women who are suing Deshaun Watson, has said that 20 of those women have settled. The remaining four will go to trial. One of the remaining four is Ashley Solis, the first woman to file the lawsuit against Watson, the first one to speak publicly and identify herself as a plaintiff. She is going to trial. She is not one of the ones that has settled. Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski has apparently decided to retire. Whether he is or not, that is up for debate. But, you know, he retired in 2018 with the Patriots, came back to play with Tom and the Bucks in 2020. I think he's retiring, but again, up for debate. Now, how about a quick word for Dollar Shave Club?
The Dollar Shave Club's six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
And guys, four-time major champion Naomi Osaka, the tennis player, has announced that she's launching a new media company. It's called Hanakuma, which translates to flower bear in Japanese. And this is in partnership with LeBron James's Spring Hill Company. They're going to produce documentaries as well as scripted and unscripted series. Back to you guys.
Thank you, buddy. You know, Mike Trout is third in the All-Star voting so far. Mm-hmm. And you know how sometimes you see a number and you're thinking to yourself, wow, it's only, you know, only eight times if he makes the All-Star team, which he will. It's Mike Trout. Eighth time ever in the AL that a guy has been a nine-time All-Star with the same team. You would think over time it would be higher, right?
Yes. It's going to be rare nowadays, though, because people
free agency
are quick to
and
leave and everything else.
But yeah, he would be a nine-time All-Star.
But nowadays that makes it more impressive, for sure.
Yeah.
We're Covino and Rich talking goats, but it's sort of a different conversation.
I want to go to the phone call. I know we got a break, but let me ask you one more thing about the All-Star voting. Maybe we'll get into this more later.
Yeah.
Buck Showalter, who I love, made my Mets a winner. Buck Showalter said that he thinks every year there should be a guy in the AL and NL that is voted in as the best utility guy. Because he said, if you watch baseball day in and day out, such an important part of a team is that utility guy who could spot start in left field, also play second base, pinch run, pinch hit. He said
some of these middle relief guys don't get the credit either that they deserve.
Well, no doubt.
They just don't have the sexy numbers.
He's saying, based on how the game is played, there should be positions in the All-Star game.
I agree.
For those guys, middle relievers, utility players.
They're the best at what they do.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, no, I get it. So the story goes like this. Steph Curry has to be in the GOAT conversation. But with that being said, sometimes movies, people, actors, athletes are forgotten.
Who's forgotten? Frank in Brooklyn. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's up, man?
The argument as far as the hoop end of things goes, I mean, all we've been hearing about lately is the top 10. That's a very small table, and you're going to have to bounce some people if you want to put him up in that ranking.
Yeah.
But That's not what I'm calling about. As far as some of the acts that you guys are talking about, I'm not a fan of U2, but the 90s U2 was about as big as it got. And with that, the actor that I think doesn't get enough credit that was probably one of the funniest cats ever is Bill Murray, and that was his era as well. So
Bill Murray
owned his era for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, I was ready to go at Frank when he said he's not a fan of U2. I was like, did you see the hairs on my neck?
You tensed up.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Not a fan of U2.
I'm like, Frank, let's go.
Oh, I don't really care for Bono either. Okay, cool. All right, thanks. Thank you.
I'm like, yeah, The Edge. Oh, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought he meant me and you.
How about this? Discover card. If you're a valued customer, get this. You deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply, and we have more next. Covino and Rich, in for Doug Gottlieb.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Thank you. We'll be back next week and every Sunday night. Thank you. I want to thank Jason, Ramos, Monsi. What a team.
What a crew.
Steve Covino, Rich Davis, and our number, 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. Hey, Rich, I know you want to talk about Charles Barkley. But I got to wrap up this GOAT conversation, like forgotten people and things that should be in the conversation, because I just thought of another one. As a fight fan, you ask any fight fan, you know, who's the GOAT? Most people are going to say Ali or Mike Tyson. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
You know who's always left out?
Trevor Burbick.
No, no, King Hippo.
Don Flamenco.
Yeah. The answer is Don Flamenco, everybody.
You never mentioned Von Kaiser, and I always want you to.
Nobody ever mentions Soto Popinski.
No, you ain't kidding. Super Macho Man never brought
up. No, but you know what? I'm glad you brought up those names because...
Glath Joe.
Everybody thinks that, you know, Mike Tyson was so ferocious. Mike Tyson, because he had the game, it was invincible, right? But... when I have clandestine conversations about boxing,
yeah.
When you really think about it, dude, Lennox Lewis doesn't get the props he deserves.
You're right.
And please let me explain why real quick.
He was tucked in between the Tyson years and the boring Klitschko years. So there's like this little weird... Lennox Lewis is in this pocket of like forgotten heavyweight dominance.
And that's probably why. But if someone said to me, yeah, Lennox Lewis is the GOAT, I'd say, oh. You know what? You might have a point.
You'd pull Tim Allen?
Who was left out of the movie, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. So, he was 41-2. He lost to Oliver McCall and Haseem Rahman, right? But guess what? Everybody he lost to, he beat. So, he...
He must growl. His name is Rahman.
Rahman!
I'm sorry, Rahman.
Besides me, yeah. Who rocks harder than that guy? So... yeah, Evander Holyfield, he had a draw against, but beat him. So everybody he lost, he eventually beat.
Okay, I'll throw Lennox Lewis on the
list.
By
the way, he also beat Mike Tyson, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Right? Again, yeah, I just didn't have the fighting spirit. I just wasn't the same at the time. I get all that. He also beat Klitschko. He beat Vitaly Klitschko. Ooh. So, I mean, Lennox Lewis, he's often forgotten in that conversation.
All right, Lennox Lewis, Tim Duncan... Mike Myers, Steph Curry, guys that should always be in the conversation and something to talk about with your wife or your buddies later. Who do you think often gets left out of the conversations in their category? All right. Before we get to this Charles Barkley thing, I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. Now you got me. Oh, Robert Horry. That's what I wanted to bring up. I don't think he should be in the GOAT conversation, but... isn't there something to be said? I was talking to my next-door neighbor who... you ever have those conversations? You have a new neighbor.
Poor guy.
And
he just wanted to take his trash out, and he got caught up in a conversation with you.
How's it going, Mr. Lovejoy?
How you doing, Richie? I'm just bringing out the trash.
By the way, I was thinking about Robert Horry.
Yeah, I'm just, you know...
it's time, recycling
time
bin,
for recycling. Time for dinner, and I'll see you later.
Real quick...
you ever think about the number of championships Robert Horry has had? We came up because him and I were like, hey, you watch the NBA Finals last night? And I'm like, yep, that's four for Steph. You know, he could win a couple more. And it turns into...
not only that, big moments, big shot Bobby.
Yeah, and it turns into, well, Jordan has six. LeBron, Steph, there's a few guys stuck on four. Magic and Kobe, some of those guys had five. Shaq had... what, four? Shaq had the three with Kobe and then one with the Heat, right? So Shaq had four, if I'm remembering correctly. Robert Horry, seven.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Two with the Rockets with the Hakeem Olajuwon team, three with the Lakers, and then two with the Spurs. And I'm not saying he's the greatest, but talk about a career where he just got to play. He got to play on three dynasties.
It's very
Isn't
magical.
That wild
career?
When you think
of
three?
Very magical, like kind of, I don't want to say like Forrest Gumpy, but you know how Forrest Gump just was in the right place, right time?
Yeah,
all the time?
I mean, there's something to be said about his skill set and, you know, the big shots he provided. But
of course,
the fact that he could look back and be like, there I am celebrating with Hakeem Olajuwon back to back for Houston.
Magical.
Oh, yeah. I also won with the Lakers when they were dominating. Oh, and by the way, I also played under Popovich with Duncan. And It's wild to think what a cool career Robert Horry has had.
He's a winner.
I mean, Jason, think about that. There's guys that have played against all great teams and won. He's played on three, like, very notable franchises.
When you lay it out, it sounds very impressive. And, you know, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about, like, Steve Kerr's playing career.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
He played in one rings with Jordan.
Winner.
He played for Popovich and won rings there.
That was impressive. But I just thought about this last night. Maybe Jock Peterson is the Robert Horry of baseball. You know, they just gave him a ring last night in Atlanta. Cool. He's won two straight rings.
I know.
I don't think the Giants are going to win anytime soon, so they got to trade him away probably. Mm-hmm. But Jock Peterson, there's another guy that's putting together a pretty good championship resume.
It's wild to think about Steve Kerr. I'm glad you brought him up because I saw a stat that, what, over the last like 25, 30 years, 33% of the NBA titles won Steve Kerr was part of as a player or coach.
I mean, wow. I don't want to state the obvious too, but like we were talking about, since Winning Time was such a big deal in the past few months on HBO Max, like when you look at Pat Riley and how he won on every level, that's also impressive too. He won as a player. He won as an assistant coach. A head coach. He won like on every level possible.
And I know this fiction thrown in with the facts in that show, but we loved Winning Time. Covino and I both talked about how we thought it was fantastic. To think if there is legitimacy as to how hard Pat Riley worked to get to where he was, like that show makes it seem like he hustled his ass off to find a way into that organization's coaching.
It's impressive. Yeah. And it goes back to something we discovered just the other day too, like Chris Bryant, the baseball player. He won like every like major accolade that he could have possibly
along
won
the way.
In one year.
He won.
And people forget sometimes. Yeah, like, wow, that's impressive.
Chris Bryant, who's a shell of what he was, unfortunately, but we all are at one point, right? But he was, I believe, college baseball player of the year.
I think he was like high school player of the year.
Oh yeah,
too.
He was. I think he was high school player of the year, college baseball player of the year, rookie of the year, and then the next year he was MVP and won a World Series. Like we're talking about a span of like 4 years or so in a row where Chris Bryant.
It's amazing.
Living the life.
It's amazing.
So
yeah, Robert Horry.
Some champions,
you know,
out there, man. Some champions. Now, I want to talk about generational criticism. Now, you see this a lot now, more than ever before. I was talking to Jason, who seems like he knows a hell of a lot. Doug Gottlieb, very lucky man to have...
Who knows more, Jason or your neighbor?
I'm just bringing out my recycling. Wife has dinner on the table. Gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know much about Robert Horry, Rich, but yeah, have a good one.
That's my favorite part of your impression of his neighbor is that the neighbor was giving him the obvious out cues, and there are just those people in Wife who don't take those obvious.
I don't.
I'm glad you picked up on it. Yeah,
I don't. I'm terrible at it.
Exactly
wife's got dinner on the table. Hey, did you see Max Scherzer's coming back next week? dinner's getting cold. Yeah, what do you think when him and Jacob deGrom are together? I'm terrible. I'm bad. I'll get better at the cues, I promise. But when we were kids, right, if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, you never really saw, like, here's Johnny Unitas' take on Joe Montana. Yeah, I think Joe is a hell of a player. You never saw, hey, we're going to go to, give me a good baseball. We're going to check in with Mickey Mantle to see how he feels about, Don Mattingly.
I'm sure they were asked in interviews. Like, I could clearly recall Arsenio asking Muhammad Ali who would win in a fight if he were to fight Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, who's the GOAT? Who's the greatest? Like, I'm sure they were asked in interviews, but you're right. They didn't have the platform, and they weren't voicing their opinion.
Hey,
that way.
Tom Seaver, tell us your thoughts on Clemens and Gooden. You didn't get that.
Or they handled it in a different way, in a respectful sort of way.
Maybe out here in L.A., I don't know, who just Koufax just got a statue, right?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of like, hey, Sandy, what do you think about Fernando Valenzuela? What do you think about Kershaw? I don't think there was ever, like, the criticism you see from, and I'm leaning towards the NBA, because I feel like the NBA, there's so much good drama, but it's because everyone loves to talk crap.
Yeah.
Ramos, do you have the clip of Charles
Barkley?
It's
easier than ever to talk crap nowadays. People have, you know, social media, their own podcasts.
This is Sir Charles on ESPN. Take a listen.
Before KD gets that great respect from all the old heads, he's going to have to win a championship as the guy, as the bus driver. Listen, he joined this, that team had already won a championship, so no disrespect. That's just a fact. The old guys like myself, hey, KD's an all-time hell of a player, but until he is the guy on a championship team, we're not going to ever give him the respect, I mean, that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, the game hasn't changed. Kobe said it. LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standards. Kevin Durant, one of the best players we've ever had. But when he's been the leader of a team, when he has to lead a group of men, he has not done, he has not been able to finish the journey. And listen, we're going to, and we're, listen, no disrespect, we're going to always hold that against him.
Well, and it's true.
No disrespect. It's like when someone goes, hey, no offense, you look fat. Yeah, no disrespect. Kevin Durant responded by saying, all this poop, I can't say that word on Fox, all this S is nasty. Another terrible analogy from a hating old head that can't accept that we're making more bread than them. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, does it come across?
It comes down to the bread they're making. I don't think it comes down to that. I'm sure there's some envy there.
You don't think Barkley would have liked to make $40 million a year?
Sure. But, you know, hey, Barkley, is he the one that should be saying these things is the question. I mean, Michael Jordan got in his way.
And I said to Jason off the air a minute ago, I said, what about when they have these NBA honors and these, you know, I'm sure they do stuff with kids and, you know, they have appearances where they bump into each other. You think Kevin Durant wants a small talk with Charles Barkley after that? Do you think when they're all being honored, like, here's your 75 NBA best, like, you think Kevin Durant's bro-hugging the old heads that are making fun of him?
Awkward burgers are served, as you say.
What's the pass-around food?
But unfortunately,
awkward burgers.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors winning this year, you know, created that narrative even more for Kevin Durant. So that didn't help his place in NBA history.
Ramos, what do you think, man?
You know where you don't hear this? Movie stars. Movie stars never criticize each other. You'll never hear like some guy from the 80s or something like that say, you know, this Tom Cruise guy, he's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never hear, you're right, you won't hear De Niro say, hey, this young guy playing in a mobster movie, he's not, he's no me or Pacino. Like,
that's
you don't
right.
hear that. Yeah.
They love each other. They're always like, oh, these kids are great, man. These guys are stars. I love all these movies. This guy, oh, he's great in this movie. He's great in that movie. They just don't criticize
each
other.
You know what?
It's so true. It's a stroke fest.
You see that also in music, too. Even like Dave Grohl, who I love, Foo Fighters, talks about how he admires Billie Eilish and some of the young talent in music. Like, you're right. Music and acting in the arts, it's a stroke fest.
You know why, though, too? Because I just thought about it. Sports, NBA.
Yeah.
Even like hip-hop sometimes, because there's a lot of trash talk. It's a young man's game. So when these young guys are pushing out the old guys, there is a little level of competitiveness and resentment there. Like, we did it better than they did it.
Yeah, but you could say that about the things Ramos said. What's up, Jason?
But that seems like more of a fraternity. You know what I mean? There's still a place for old actors. There's no place for old athletes.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's
you're right. De Niro
can
still
make
a move. Okay.
It's like De Niro still has a place in Hollywood.
So he could. I see what you're saying.
It's a young man's game.
You're saying Dave Grohl could say Billie Eilish is the best young female rock star I've ever seen.
Yeah, Dave
because
Grohl's
Dave
Grohl's
hit because he's still selling out the Staples Center.
That's my point.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting one.
I think it goes to one of the points you were making with me, Rich, in that these are people that understand what it's like to be at the highest level. So they are uncomfortable talking or criticizing someone who is playing at that high level, whether it be a music artist or an actor. You never see that. But to Barkley's point and how he said, for all the old heads to give him credit.
Yeah.
Like, he basically lumped everybody in. Like, Adrian Dantley and Alex English were like, wait, I don't feel that way, dude. Don't put me with all the old heads. But one day, it was up here in this building, Bill Walton came in to do the Jim Rome show. And at that time, Bill Walton was, like, killing guys on the air. He was like, worse than Barkley at the time. I remember that. And I actually asked him that question. I said, dude, when you run into these guys, like, out and about and stuff, don't they ever, like, you know, come up to you and confront you? And he said this. It's the exact thing. Jason, these are men battling for the ultimate prize. That was his answer.
Yeah. That's it. That's the
true story. True story.
I think of Joe Cool, Joe Montana, on his documentary, Cool Under Pressure. He talks about how when he tried to transition into the broadcast booth, the biggest problem he had was, how could I criticize guys that I played with or guys that are putting it all out there the way I did? I don't feel comfortable even saying, like, that's a bad tackle. Should have wrapped him. Oh, inaccurate pass. Like, because he knows what it felt like to throw an inaccurate pass, you know? So it's interesting.
And guys, I think that's why Peyton Manning has turned down a lot of those offers. I don't think he wants to criticize anybody. And the Manning cast he does with his brother, they really don't criticize it. They just go, oh, there's a turn left, turn quarter, right? Right, Eli? Yeah, Eli's like, yeah, what a great throw that was. They don't really criticize anybody. They just kind of talk about what's happening. They interviewed a bunch of people.
You know, you're right. The Manning cast and all that, it's a lot of just funny. It's a lot of fun and, like, football insight. You're right. They're not saying, like, well, that guy really didn't battle for the extra yard for the first down. They're not criticizing. So, interesting. So, we'll take your thoughts next. 877-99 on Fox. Do current athletes now get way more criticism from the old heads, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, the old heads have mustaches. Which brings us to the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth.
Nice.
Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
More Covino and Rich next for Gottlieb.
I am recording this from my sleep number bed. And it's not that I'm speaking slowly because I'm having trouble speaking. I'm speaking slowly because I am so relaxed. Oh, it changes how you approach everything in life. You feel so much better. Why choose Provident Quality Sleep from Sleep Number? Because picnics, water skiing, baseball games, and summer festivals, even better when you have a great night's sleep. Sleep IQ data shows that sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. My Sleep Number settings, I love 45. My Sleep IQ score is up to 80. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed Plus financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Doug. Subject credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? iHeart, it's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.